What's up, Bulls Nation? Welcome back to A Whole Lot of Bull. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Troy, and you can follow the show at Whole Lot of Bull. Well, since the last pod, the Bulls have gone 1-1. We had an absolute roller coaster of a ride game against the Toronto Raptors. I believe, again, a 104-103 win. Alex Caruso coming up with a big defensive play at the end there in the overtime period, and then Zach LaVine running the full length of the court and using some good vision to find Caruso again open in the corner for the game winner. Man, what a game this was. Like, this game was all over the fucking place. Like, we come out absolute flat, down 16-4. Billy Donovan pulls Patrick Williams, and it was, I think it was also Zach LaVine he pulled, who off to a shocking start again in this game, and then everything absolutely changes, and next thing you know, we're on a 20-0 run or something like that. And at one point it looks like we're actually about to blow this Toronto team out the friggin', like, just blowing these bitches out. And then they start to get a bit lackadaisical in the second quarter. I believe what was once a 17-point lead, roughly, dwindles down to about 9 or something at the half. I can't remember exactly. It's been a couple of days. But yeah, and then, you know, Toronto themselves goes on a 22-0 run. Like, this game was just absolute bonkers. And, you know, unfortunately, like, Zach LaVine was playing like absolute booty juice, which something that my kid, a saying that my kids came up with, or at least as far as I know, my kids came up with a couple of days ago or a couple of years ago, and I thought it was absolute rubbish. But that's what they played like, absolute booty juice. And, you know, in this game, we saw DeMar DeRozan finish with 33 points on 50% shooting. You know, Vucevic had a double-double, 11 and 12. You know, Zach, as I said before, absolutely struggled with just 8 points and 5 rebounds. Shot only 3 of 14, so he's had a stinker of the start to the season. And then Coby White, you know, had a pretty solid game, 17 points, 6 rebounds and 8 assists, so... I mean, but shot the ball poorly, you know, 33% from the field, you know, 22% from three, but got himself the line 5 times and made all 5. You know, but obviously the biggest impact we've seen in this game, obviously apart from DeMar taking over in the fourth quarter, was Alex motherfucking Caruso. I mean, 13 points, 13 rebounds, you know, 2 assists, 2 steals. But this man was everywhere. Obviously, we know that DeMar brought us back in that fourth quarter. Like, I think he scored like 18 points or something, and he was absolutely huge. So if it wasn't for DeMar doing that, we wouldn't have been in the position to get back into this game as we were. Because I think Toronto actually got back up themselves by about 17 points with like just over 5 minutes left. And, you know, you'd rightly think that this game was absolute toast. But then DeMar DeRozan becomes the king of the fourth again and takes over, and he missed some free throws that he would normally make. I don't know what's going on with DeMar's free throw shooting of late. But hey, at the end of the day, we're not in that position without DeMar making the plays he was before, leading up to that time period anyway. So, hey, you can live with it. And then Alex Caruso coming up with some absolute massive plays defensively. And then, as we all know, coming up with that game when he shot off a beautiful find from Zach LaVine, which that was probably the only good thing he did in that entire game for Zach. Now, Zach obviously had an absolute shocking start to this season. And it also becomes evident in the at halftime of that game that he is dealing with a bit of a niggling back issue. He's had some back spasms. Now, there's a lot of talk about whether he should sit out the game the following day against the Detroit Pistons. I know one thing I mentioned on Twitter is, like, depending on what's actually causing the back spasms, it might actually be better for him to play. Because if you... To give a bit of context as to why I've said that, like, my son recently has had been dealing with some back issues himself. And we talking to a physio, and he said he actually needs a bit of chiropractic care because his pelvis was out of alignment. And then so we, you know, book him into a chiro. Yep, pelvis is out of alignment, fixes him up. And then the chiro said what he needs to do as well is make sure he keeps doing everything he normally does at 100%. Otherwise, go sit out for like 4 weeks. So the best thing for my son was to keep playing, like keep training, keep playing basketball at 100% of everything he would normally do. And as a result, he's basically completely back to normal now. Now, that's why I said, Zach, depending on what's causing the issue, he needs to play. And he needs to play at 100% and try and do what he normally did. And as we saw it going into that game, he came out absolutely cooking against the Detroit Pistons and ends up dropping a career high of 51 points. Zach was absolutely on fire. Unfortunately, he didn't exactly receive much help. Now, DeMar DeRozan did finish with 20 points himself. But this was a 118-102 loss to the Pistons. DeMar, 20 points. Vucevic, 12 points, 4 rebounds. And then our other two starters, Patrick Williams and Kobe White, combined for a big fat zero. Now, most of you guys will probably follow me on Twitter, you would have seen the absolute fucking rant I went on yesterday. Patrick fucking Williams. What the fuck? Do you want to fucking play NBA basketball or what, dude? You seem like you don't care. You just seem like, okay, I'm in an NBA jersey. I'm getting some NBA money. I'm cool. Do you want to play basketball or not? If that was my kid, if that was one of my boys, and yes, we have done this to our kids. Because one thing I say that me and the missus are with our kids, we don't care if they make mistakes. We don't care if they screw up. What we care about is their effort. They can go an entire game without registering a single point, rebound, steal, block, whatever. We don't care. What we do care about is the effort they put into their performance. Patrick fucking Williams, if that's the shit you're going to keep doing, mate, go find yourself in fucking China. You won't even make it here in the NBL. For fuck's sake, dude. This guy is 6'8" and built like a brick shithouse and plays like a fucking bitch. I have wanted to see Patrick bloom into this all-star potential that he has. He's got the body. He's got the tools to be a star in this league. He does. But that thing between his ears, he's fucking weak as piss. I'm sick of it. Get Torrey Craig in the starting lineup. Because at least, you know, with Torrey, he's not going to give you big numbers. But at least you know you're going to get fucking effort every second he's on that court. What the hell, Patrick? If this is the shit you're going to keep up with, get off my team. Go to the EuroLeague, go to the G League. Well, for now, hey, the Bulls assigned Dallin Terry to the Windy City Bulls. How about sending Patrick there as well? Oh. Right now I'm done with Patrick Williams. Nikola Vucevic. I have defended this guy to the fucking moon and back. He talks up a big fucking thing in the off season. Oh, you know, need the ball coming through me. I need more touch. I want more touches. Let me help create like better things. I'm that fucking right up at the moment. I can't speak properly. He wanted to be more involved in the offense. Now he's he wasn't necessarily saying he wants more shots. He just wanted to be more involved in the offense. And this is coming off of signing a 3-year, $60 million deal. Well, fucking earn it then, Nikola. Well, what the... Okay, you've had two... I think you only had one double-double. Okay, you're getting some rebounds. You're missing absolute fucking bunnies. You can't hit a shot from 2 feet out. There was one play where I think he was backed in... Again, I'm so angry, I can't fucking speak. With one play, he backed down as either Isaiah Stewart or Jalen Duren. He was literally under the basket and it overshot it. Like he shot that thing like he was 5 feet out and he was underneath the basket. And then you're getting absolute fucking bitched by Jalen Duren and Isaiah Stewart all frigging game long. Dude, you're a veteran. You're a big dude. What the hell are you doing out there? I mean, oh, my God. Kobe White in this game. Kobe, okay, he's had an impressive preseason. He had a great, like, really good game against Toronto. But this dude's a scorer. Like, no, he's not a traditional point guard. He's a combo guard. But this dude is supposed to get buckets. He only takes 4 shots. Doesn't hit one. Comes up with... And just like Patrick Williams, how many points does he get? 0. Zilch. Big goose egg. Gets... What? Kobe. Against the Detroit Pistons? The Pistons? I mean, come the fuck on, man. Like, apologies for my language in these last couple episodes, but... There's some shit that's been pissing me off. And I'm sorry, I need to let it out to help me feel better. And like, outside of Zach, DeMar, and Vooch scoring, you know, Vooch had 12, DeMar 20, Zach, career night 51. Hey, all I've got to say about Zach LaVine in this game, and this is literally all I'm going to say about Zach LaVine in this game. Listen to this. Well done. That's the fucking shit. That's All-Star Zach LaVine. That's all NBA's shit. Well done, Zach. Now, obviously, we're not expecting him to drop 51 points every game. But, hey, that's Zach LaVine. Man, I don't care that he didn't have any assists. Like, I don't. But when you shoot 58% from the field and 54% from three, I don't give a fuck if he doesn't get a single assist. Man's a bucket getter. But everyone else outside of the big three, guess who had the most points outside of those guys? Ayo Dosunmu with 5. 5. I mean, again, Patrick, 0. Kobe, 0. And then guys you don't really expect to score much. Torrey Craig had 4. You know, Caruso had 2 points. Javon, 3. Andre Drummond, 2. And then there's Ayo with 5. And then, you know, Dale and Terry hit a... you know, consolation 3. I mean, this team is... Oh. I mean, this podcast is called The Whole Lot of Bull. Well, this team is putting up a whole lot of bullshit. This team is too talented to be putting up this crap. I mean, guys, I know this team generally struggles with against younger, more athletic teams. But the Detroit Pistons, this team that us Bulls fans, as a friend, like, and not talking about these players in general, but the franchise, as Horace Grant called them, straight up bitches. Well, guess what? This Pistons team made these Bulls look like a bunch of straight up bitches, because that's what they were outside of Zach LaVine. And hey, The only people I can't be mad in this game at is Zach DeMar and Alex Caruso. Because they're the ones who did their job. Now, Caruso, yeah, a minus 16, which is by the looks of it, looking at the box score, a team worse. So that doesn't help my argument here. But at least I know what I'm going to get from Alex every single game. Okay, I need to calm down. Next game up is tomorrow against the Indiana Pacers. Another young, hungry team. Tyrese Halliburton. We got Miles Turner on this team. Buddy Hield. Benedict Mathurin. He's going to be a problem. Well, DeMar said after the Toronto game that they weren't going to give that effort again. Well, they did. And, well, let's just see how they respond yet again. All right. I'm done. I'm angry. I'm getting the hell out of here. So, again, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Troy, and you can follow the show at Whole Lotta Bull. See you red if you can, Bulls Nation. Catch you next time.